Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning as well. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, go ahead and look with me to the book of Acts in chapter 26. Acts in chapter 26. We're going to be reading verse 9 down to verse 20 this morning. I believe it's what God has for us today, and I trust that you're open to whatever God has for you this morning. And so if you would stand together, we'll read the Word of God. If you're able to stand, we encourage you to do so in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Acts chapter 26, we find this is Paul giving a testimony, and we're going to be reading here starting in verse 9. The Bible says, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. When we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But arise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you once again today, and Lord, thank you for each one that's here today that has taken advantage of their opportunity to be in services. And they chose to be here. And I pray, God, that you would open up their hearts and their minds to be receptive to your message. And I pray, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. And for this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. The Apostle Paul was converted. He received Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. And the conversion of Paul is found in Acts chapter 9. If you want to read that, the actual conversion testimony that God has recorded. And then several times after that, we find Paul using his testimony, as all of us should, to be able to help others to come to that very same saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so several times in Acts chapter 22, and then especially here in chapter 26, he's presenting his testimony to King Agrippa, which also would be surrounded by Roman soldiers, and there as well would have been the religious leaders who actually wanted Paul dead. So all these people were there present and hearing the testimony of Paul. It centers around, his testimony centers around verse 13 when it says, "At midday, O king, I saw the way, in the way, a light from heaven." There's something different about this light. It was brighter than the sun. The Bible says, "Above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, which journeyed with me." And so there was something about this particular brightness that Jesus came and presented himself to the apostle at some point, the apostle Paul, but he was not the apostle. When this took place, he was a lost man. But he seen this light from heaven. And then he heard out of this light Jesus saying, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." Can I tell you this morning that everyone needs to know who Jesus is? Everyone. The sad thing is, many do not. I love that little song that we sing, "Everybody Ought to Know." Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is, because that's the only plan that Almighty God has for a person to be saved and have life eternal in heaven. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus says this. He says, "I am the light of the world." Jesus came and he presented himself as a Savior. And "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, we don't coordinate this with the choir, what we're going to preach on, but it's always a blessing when the music is hand in hand with the message that's going to be presented. We don't have to walk in darkness. So we look to Christ, we shall have the light of life. Paul's experience with Jesus is the light of the world. He presents himself as the light of the world, and he presents himself to Paul as the light. And in the light, Paul cries out, "And who art thou, Lord?" He knew it was from God, and God reveals himself to be Jesus Christ. This changed everything. And for even all of us today, when you get saved, whether you realize it at that moment in time, it changed everything. Yeah. See, Paul was living in darkness and didn't even know it. He presents his life before Jesus, and at this time it's in darkness and he didn't realize it, but we can look at his life and we can even hear him testify of what he did before, and we can know that it was in darkness. And Acts in chapter 26 and verse 9, "I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Antichrist is darkness. Anyone that stands against the teachings of Christ is living in darkness. And Paul says right here before, that's what he did. He thought about just Jesus of Nazareth, and he was wanting to work everything opposite. Whatever Jesus presented, he was going to work opposite of whatever it was that Jesus presented. And that's the devil. That is darkness, standing against the light. And we're living in a world today that is living in darkness and turning away from the light that is found in Christ. What goes on to say, "Which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison." Many of the saints, all they were doing was preaching Christ. All they were doing is trying to help people to come to the light. And Paul was there and living in darkness without even realizing it, was persecuting them. He didn't want to hear anyone tell him about Jesus. He didn't want to hear anything that has to do with Christianity. I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I give my voice against them. Darkness, looking to have them killed simply because of in their minds, they were teaching something that they didn't believe themselves. Paul did not believe in Christianity. He did not believe in Jesus. And so he wanted anyone that did not agree with him and believe the way he believed in his religion to be persecuted and placed in prison and, if you will, even taken off the planet Earth. And that's darkness. That's much of the mentality of the lost today. They're living in darkness. And I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them. I mean, he couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand to be around them. He couldn't stand for anybody to present anything to him that he did not want to hear. He did not want to accept as that being truth or that being from God. That's darkness. That's not of God. That is of the devil himself. And Paul himself was living in darkness, committing all these acts of evil. Didn't even know it. See, because his life was based upon what he had been led to believe. His life was based upon what he had been programmed. Based upon the false religion of the Pharisees. Verse 5, the Bible says this. Paul says, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I had lived a Pharisee. Before Paul came to know Jesus as his personal Savior, he was a religious man, but his religion was based on the sect of the Pharisees, which came into existence after the Old Testament and the silent years before Christ came. And they had developed what they wanted to interpret as the Old Testament law into what they wanted to present as religion for people to follow them. That was the Pharisees. Not based on God's will and God's ways concerning the prophecies of the Old Testament. It was based on the laws of the Old Testament and how they wanted to interpret it and how they wanted to teach that themselves. Was not God's religion, it was the devil's religion based upon something, little bit of that which was truth in the Old Testament, but so distorted by the Pharisees. Matter of fact, over in the book of Acts in chapter 22, we find Paul presents a little bit more in his testimony as far as how he was programmed and led to believe based on this religion. And Acts chapter 22 and verse 3, he says, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, which was important because if they were born in Tarsus, the Roman gave them Roman citizenship because of them being born in Tarsus. But he was a Jew, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers and was zealous toward God as ye all are this day. And I persecuted the way into the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women. And so we find here that he was taught by Gamaliel, which was one of the chief of the Pharisees, and he thought this was truth. He was programmed to think this was of God, but it wasn't the God of the Bible. It was the God that the Pharisees made up, if you will, in their own religion. Programmed, living in darkness. He would also testify when he wrote to Timothy, young Timothy, over in the book of 1 Timothy. Everybody following this morning, I want you to see this because this is what a lot of people in the world can identify with this. It's what they've been taught to believe. It's how they've been programmed to think. They're not bad people. They're not the enemy, but they are living in darkness. And if you're going to help somebody, you have to know where they're at. You have to know where they're coming from. And most of the world today, they are living in darkness, being alienated from the understanding of who Jesus is. And so Paul would write to young Timothy over in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. You've heard it said often, we love people, we hate sin, but we love people. Praise the Lord, that's God. God died for all humanity. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for all humanity. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because he loves humanity. For God so loved the world. He loves humanity. But he hates sin. Because sin destroys. Sin is of darkness. And many people are living in sin and they don't even realize it's sin. Because of how they've been programmed. How they've been taught. 1 Timothy in chapter 1 here in verse 12, Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And we find his testimony is just that. Jesus reveals himself to Paul. Paul had to receive that, but then if Paul received that, then he was placed in the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer. Now Paul sees the light, he understands the truth, and he says, who was before? Before I met Jesus Christ, before I seen the light, he says, now I see myself, I understand what I did, I understand I lived in darkness. I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it in ignorantly, in unbelief, not even understanding that he was living in unbelief. He was ignorant of truth. And he says, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which our Lord is of faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That's light. That's not darkness. Darkness is just the opposite. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. You need to understand this, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. If he could save me, he could save anyone. As I look back over my life and I seen what kind of life I was living and I didn't even realize it and I got saved, if he could save me, this type of a sinner who actually committed murders and destroyed families, if he could save me, he could save anybody. And you know, no matter how evil you might think you are, no matter how much sin you have committed in your life, if he could save the Apostle Paul, he can save you and he will save you. If you turn to the light, if you understand the truth is in the light of Jesus Christ, ignorantly. Paul was a very educated man. He was not a dumb man. He was not uneducated. He was very educated. He went to some of the best colleges that he could have went through. In the city of Cilicia. That's why Rome gave that city, all the inhabitants of that city, if you were born there, you have Roman citizens, because they looked to that city as being a very high developed city. And Paul was trained there. Paul understood things there. The only thing that he didn't understand, and one thing that he did not receive, was the knowledge of who Jesus was. He was programmed just the opposite. Ignorantly. No true knowledge, thinking himself to be wise, he became a fool. That's humanity today, without Christ. They think they've got it figured out. They think they have everything figured out. And they think themselves wise. God says they think in themselves wise, but if they're ignorant of Christ, they become fools. Romans chapter 1 and verse 22. Paul was living life in darkness. He described himself, if you will. Go back over there with me in our text. Because Paul, in our text in chapter 26, he gives us what he was called to do. Once he received Jesus Christ, then he was given the ministry of reaching others. But in giving the ministry of reaching others, what Paul does, he describes his ministry, he describes himself. When he says in chapter 26 and verse 18, this is what Paul was going to do, because this is what happened to Paul, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. Because Paul seen himself as living in darkness, and he said, God, Jesus opened my eyes. And as he opened my eyes, it allowed me to turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan, because darkness is of the devil. Darkness is of Satan himself, unto God, and God is light, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, in Christ. Wow. Yeah, Paul experienced the light, and experiencing the light changed everything. You see, after receiving the light, he received spiritual light to be able to know and to follow after God's true will for his life. Something that Paul did not have as a Pharisee. He thought he was serving a God, but yet he was living in darkness. Paul went from Acts chapter 26, verse 9 to 11. That was his life. That's what he had committed himself to. And now we know, and now he would be able to see that as at that point he was living in darkness, following after the devil himself. He said, but he turned from that, and when he was able to receive Jesus, then he could not only see the darkness, but he could also understand the light. Once you receive Jesus, then you'll be able to determine good from evil. You have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You have the light of the Scriptures. You have the light of Christ revealing to us, helping us to see and know the difference between good and evil. In the prophecies, the Bible says the end times, people are going to call that evil good and going to call good evil. We're living in that day and age. People need to be able to look to Christ. And when you look to Christ, you come in to the light and you can see what is good and you can see what is evil. He went from darkness to light based upon his free will. He chose. Paul chose light over darkness. At some point, Paul, as he mentioned in 1 Timothy, he had to look at his life before the light with an understanding of the light. His life before Jesus with an understanding of who Jesus is. And once he understood who Jesus was and what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, and we understand that Jesus was God himself, God manifested in the flesh, then he was able to see true darkness and what darkness leads a person to do, and he was able to see true light and what the light, true light, leads a person to do. He can see what Satan wants how Satan wants a person to live, and he can see how God wants a person to live. And when you understand how Satan wants you to live and you understand how God wants you to live, it's easy to be able to identify Satan as in darkness and Jesus as the light. It changes everything once you get to that place. See, our choice of light over darkness will make a difference in all of us. Because light changes how we see things. Without light, you cannot see it. You just can't see it. And you think darkness is all there is. And you don't even realize what darkness is stemming from. tried to convince my wife in the dark, all hotel rooms look the same. So before we go to the hotel, I have to put a blindfold on her. And I finally get in the room, and once we get in bed and I turn off the lights, I take the blindfold off. I said, what a nice room we have here. But she says, it doesn't smell like a nice room. you can't hardly hide the smell, right? But in the dark, yeah, without the light, things look different. We experience the light knowing who Jesus is. Knowing who Jesus is, and you come into the light, it changes, first of all, my personal life. Because now I see things that I didn't see before, and once I see things that I didn't see before, then I also have convictions that I didn't have before. Because in Christ, we're new creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are past. Behold, all things are becoming new. Everything now after I have received Jesus, because I know now that there is a difference between light and darkness. And I understand it's not just preferences. I understand that it's something evil. It's of the devil and it's of God. And once I receive Christ in me, then it's the Holy Spirit's job in me. It's his ministry in me to turn me to be like Christ in all areas of living. And I realized that things that I wanted to do before, I still might have that want of the flesh, but I understand what it is. And since I've received Christ, I want to change my wants. Once I understand, I see Jesus as the light, I understand what's of the darkness, I don't want the darkness in my life. Because I understand the darkness actually leads to consequences that I don't want to have to deal with. The scars of sin. I don't want to have to deal with the scars of sin. Can't do anything about the scars that I already have. You see, even when I was lost, sin scars. Scars the mind, it scars the heart, it scars everything about my life. I'm living in darkness, those things scar. I don't want any more scars. I understand those scars are brought on by the devil to put handles on you, to motivate you and work you however he wants to work you. And boy, you have to get rid of those handles. You have to get rid of those sins. You have to get rid of those sins that so easily beset you. You have to get rid of those sins that turn into habits. And when they turn into habits, they turn into strongholds, addictions, on and on and on. Once I get saved, I'm in the light. I can see the darkness, and I think, I don't want darkness in my life. Because now I know what I can have. In Christ, I can have peace. In Christ, I can have joy. In Christ, I can have assurance of eternal life. I can have communications with a real God. I can actually pray and know that my prayers are being heard and God is working to answer those prayers. My God always looks to answer my prayers, not always according to my will, but it's according to his will for my life. And his will for my life is the best thing I could ask for. That's in the light. I don't want anything to mess that up. The only thing that messes up my walk with Christ and my walk with God is darkness. I don't want darkness. It changes my life. It changed Paul's life. It'll change your life. It'll change your marriage. Because no longer do I have to look and follow after ways of the world concerning a morality and marital life, but now I have God to look to, and God addresses every area of my life. Not only does he address my personal life, he says, now this, when you get ready for this, this is my will in marriage. And if this is my will in marriage, I can have that. I want God's light. I want God's will for my life in my marriage. Only found in the light. You get outside the light, I guarantee you, the world's thinking on marriage is perverted. I can have a better home life where my children respect the authority in the home, and my children understand who God is, and my children understand why I have to discipline them. My children understand why I'm raising them the way I'm raising them, because I want them to be in the light. I want them to know Jesus as their Savior. I want them to be raised in the light where they can not have to face the scars of darkness and the regrets that come along with it. No, it'll make a difference in your family. It'll make a difference in your children's life when you raise your children in the light instead of raising them according to the darkness of the world. The world is in darkness. Christ is in the light. The Bible reveals the light. It'll make a difference in our parenting. It'll definitely make a difference in our church. The world's concept of church, based upon their ignorance. And then you look at God's concept of the church based on the light. And you say, wow, that's what I want. I want that place of refuge. I want that place where I can assemble together. I want that family in Christ. I want that encouragement. I want that understanding of the teachings of Christ. You can get it in his church. Changes everything. Paul was living in darkness and he didn't know it. Paul chose to receive the light which changed his life. In closing this morning, even though the light of Jesus is available, and it's available to all, many will reject it. I wish I could make a decision for everybody. Yeah. I wish I could make a decision for everybody to turn to the light. All I can do is try to influence them. All I can do is preach and teach the truths. Even to my own children, I couldn't force them. I couldn't make them. I couldn't get saved for them. I just had to present the light and then pray and hope and trust that they would desire the light and choose the light. But many will reject it. Acts chapter 26, Paul's testimony was mainly to Agrippa. And we find here in verse 26, it says this, "For the king knoweth of these," Paul. Now, after his testimony, he looks to King Agrippa. And he says, "For the king knoweth of these things." Agrippa, you know. I know that the conviction of the Holy Spirit is all over you. And Agrippa, I know that you understand these things. "I knoweth these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him." You see it, for this thing was not done in a corner. And King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. King Agrippa, I know that you understand the Old Testament. I know that you understand the words of God. I see it. I understand this. He said, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost. There's a lot of people that are right on that fence, but they're almost, but they just will not make that commitment to receive Christ as their Savior for whatever reason. And Satan will give you a lot of different reasons. He says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Oh, I want everyone to get saved. Think about what it would be. How it would be in school. How it would be a place of employment. How it will be in the society if everyone would just turn to the light. Everyone just turn to the light. See, we're messed up today in blaming everything but what's causing people to respond the way they're responding today in society. been programmed to live in darkness. And they don't want the light. Jesus said this, and I'll close with this, in John chapter 3 and verse 19. John chapter 3, let me just read it to you in verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. If a person does not want to believe, they will choose to live in darkness. And as they choose to live in darkness, they reject the light that Jesus brings to us. We choose. The thing that they don't realize, if you choose darkness in this life, you'll spend eternity in darkness. Not like this life, a life of torment, a life in a place of eternal Gehenna, hell. That's where darkness leads. Don't be like King Agrippa. Don't be like so many others. You really do understand the light, but you love darkness. And you don't want to give up the darkness for the light. Don't be ignorant. Receive the light that will change your life and everyone that's associated with you for the better. Not only for the better in this life, but when this life is over, eternity with God in a place of heaven itself. What do you choose? Let's choose the light. If I have every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, the testimony of the Apostle Paul, blinded to the truth, therefore lived in darkness and served Satan himself. Don't live in darkness. Look to the light of Christ. And if you've not received him as of yet, there's no better time, no better place than to call upon the name of the Lord right here today. Father, we bow before you this morning. We love you, Lord, and thank you for the truth, and thank you for the testimony that we have of the Apostle Paul and how clear it is, the living in darkness as to living in life, light. And I trust, God, that we would all have and desire to choose light over darkness. Work in our midst now. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.